Whoa. Sorry about that.
No apologies necessary. We are now joined. All right, maybe we do owe some apologies. Yeah. Famous last words.
Yeah. Jeez.
We are nonetheless joined by our race winner of the 30th annual New Holland 250, Ty Gibbs, driver of the number 54 Monster Energy Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. Ty, another great win. Team win on this one. Obviously, pitch strategy important. You hold them off. Just talk to us a little bit about the run from your perspective, the decision on the pit stop, and you know, how you guys got it done.
Yeah, you know, I feel like I'm very thankful and lucky to be, not lucky, I'm very thankful and blessed to be be able to work with the pit crew so much. I work out at the race shop at Jogas Racing, and all of our pit crews kind of go through there every single day. My cousin actually is on the 20, he's a changer. And so I got to kind of be around them so much, and I've been very thankful and blessed to be around them because they work so hard. And I feel like that, you know, kind of makes me relentless towards racing and everything. So I'm very thankful to be around them. They work so hard. I have a very blessed team and a blessed organization around me. You know, I've got great trainers at the shop keeping me in shape. Sometimes that's why I look good when I get out of a hot race car. So it's the other thing. Thank you.
All right. On that, we will go ahead and open it up to the room for questions. So if you have one, raise your hand. We'll be sure to get a mic in over to you. So we'll start right here with a couple down the middle.
Taylor DeSarmo with MLive. How would you rate those donuts out of 10? And did you blow a tire or two doing those?
I think I blew a left rear, but I feel like that was cool. I had the steering wheel out the window. I was trying to be like Kyle Larson. So, you know, I kind of look up to him, and he's won here a bunch in Fontana, so he's really good at these tracks. I just thought it was cool. I was just a little tie in there trying to get it all. So I thought that was super cool.
Can you reflect on the success you've had this season and really over 2 years in the series?
Yeah, you know, I've had an awesome time in the series. You know, there's been some up and downs, but I've had a very, very fun time. And, you know, the Cup stuff's been fun too. So just kind of doing as much as I can, working as hard as I can to be the best I can right now. And, you know, I'm all towards racing. And I don't really have any other hobbies. So just go out there and try to do my best I can and work as hard as I can.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports.
Oh, he's got the phone out.
Yeah. How much does the extra laps that you're getting on Sundays and also on Saturdays helping you?
Yeah, you know, I'm very you know, thankful that MJ and Danny gave me the call, but Kurt, you know, we're praying for him, you know, hopefully he gets better. That's the most important thing out of all that. But I feel like the Cup car is so different. I feel like I didn't really get too much. I feel like that Xfinity car actually helped me in the Cup car more than the Cup car helped me in the Xfinity car. So I mean, it's just lap time, but I feel like once you do so many laps and laps and on simulators and in real life, that only helps so much, but it does help. And I feel like you just got to use all the advantages you can. So I definitely think it helps, but it's not, you know, tremendously.
And do you feel like if Kurt comes back for next week, are you totally off next week? And what would that be like, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, for me, I feel like in the position I'm in, I would definitely going to go to the track just to be there and be with the team. They've, you know, put so much behind me and helped me out so much. I'm going to go back in with them, even though if I'm not driving for them, you know, for the rest of the year, I'm going to go back and support them, be with them, just to learn and to be with Billy and John. You know, those guys work very hard, and I'm very blessed to be able to drive a Cup car. I think that's super cool. So it's been a, you know, crazy last 2 weeks. I can't believe I'm making my third Cup start. I think that's just wild. So I'm very, very thankful.
I guess if he's back, you'd still probably, they probably still want you there just in case.
I mean, I have no clue. I don't know what the, I don't really focus on the protocol. I just do my job, whatever. If I'm driving, if I'm not driving, I'm going to do the best I can week in and week out. And I feel like that's my goal in life.
Stay right here in the middle of the room.
So how much confidence does this give you going into another Cup start?
I mean, I feel like our Toyota Camrys are really fast here. So, you know, that's definitely nice, but I don't believe in confidence and emotions. I just go out there and do my job. And I feel like if you let, you know, confidence and emotions and all of that affect you, then I feel like you get beat. You know, it shows it, you know, all around in the best athletes. So I just do the best I can week in, week out, and try to accomplish the mission. And if I can't do that, then I'm going to do the best I can, come out with the best finish I can.
Go over to the right side, and then we'll go to Jordan in the back.
Tom with Sirius the Fast Media. I've heard that John Hunter was supposed to be the backup for 2311. How did that come about where you took over for him in that position?
Yeah, you know, I'm just doing my job. Like I told him, I'm just here to, you know, do my job. John Hunter's a great race car driver and a great teammate, so I'm just here doing my job. And if I get called up, I get called up. If I'm not, I'm not. I'm going to do the work best I can. I don't worry about, you know, hypotheticals or complete random scenarios. I just do the best I can week in and week out.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. What have you learned about yourself as a driver and your ability in the last couple weeks racing in the Cup Series and things that maybe you can work on and improve on in areas that maybe you aren't as strong as maybe you thought they were?
Yeah, you know, I think just in general racing, the craft is just different than what the Xfinity Series is, and I feel like it's hard. But I feel like if your car is really good and you're very well put together, that you can go do really good. So it just depends on how you do, and, you know, it depends on how hard you work and how good your car is. So I think the aerodynamics, the dirty air is horrible. I just feel so super tight behind people. So just making sure your car is good enough to get out front and go past people.
Kevin Schwarzy with Supercars Today TV. So you won Richmond, and then, you know, we had Martinsville, and then you went the biggest gap you had gone between race wins, which was, I believe, 8 or 9. And, you know, you're back to winning again. And I'm sure a lot of drivers, you know, take 1 out of 8. But what happened in that time frame? What kind of learning and experience did you have?
I mean, I feel like I learned a lot, but the experience is just same thing every week. Just work as hard as I can. I don't believe in hypotheticals or scenarios. I just go do my job. And I mean, I believe in scenarios like playing out strategy, but besides that, I don't worry about all the other stuff. There's other people to worry about that. You know, I just do my job, and if I let that stuff affect me, then I'm wasting my time on it.
And then last year in the Xfinity race here, you finished 13th, and now this year you won the race. What's the difference?
I didn't wreck off a 2 on the restart. You know, I don't know if I had a shot. I'll probably finish 3rd, 19 in the 16 one.
All right, so we'll go to Daniel here in the front of the room, and we'll go to the back and work our way around up to Dustin in the front.
Dylan McFadden, FrenchRush.com. Ty, what has been your weeks been like leading into the last 2 races? Like, how are you balancing your time getting ready for both series?
Just more time in the simulator, more work. But besides that, it's the same thing week in and week out. Like I've told him and him and him, it's just I do the same thing and work as hard as I can. It's okay. I just try to do the same thing. I don't really believe in hypotheticals and all that. I just go do work as hard as I can, and you know, let other people worry about the stuff that you can't change.
And outside, Austin Hill described his first time in a Cup car today as breathtaking, and that was in practice and qualifying. What word would you have described like your first few laps in a Cup car when it was under race conditions?
Yeah, under race conditions, for sure. You know, definitely. Definitely different. I wasn't really focused on how I was feeling. Like I've said before, I don't really feel like I have that in me. I just go out there and I just was trying to figure out I could hang it out before I'd wreck. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to figure that stuff out. And then I want to go run good. You know, but, it's definitely different. I think I've looked up to all these guys, and I think, you know, Eric Almirola was pushing me on one restart, and I remember watching him race at Milwaukee and filling for Denny a long time ago and about winning that. And so I just remember, like, racing with some of these guys is really cool. But besides that, it's just racing. Racing's racing.
Josh Sharp with the podium finish. How has your spiritual journey with your faith contributed to your racing style and vice versa?
Oh, it's definitely a tremendous amount. I credit all glory to God every week, and I'm very thankful for all that. And I just try to use my abilities to glorify his name, and I've been blessed so much to be able to race and have great sponsors. You know, it's cool being in here. I watching and growing up and being interviewed by some of you guys, it's really cool too. So I'm just thankful for the route that, you know, God's gave me. So it's been awesome.
Go to Dustin, and then we'll go to Mark on the right side.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Ty, can you give me a sense of what a typical weekday is like for you? You talk about working on your craft.
Oh, man.
And, I mean, just because you talk about working so much, but
yeah.
I think a lot of people don't get a sense of, I mean, I don't know if you're up at 6 a.m. and you're on a simulator or that's workout time. Can you kind of take me through a day and what I'm sure your schedule's pretty structured to some degree.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing, and if you go look at all the research behind it from the best athletes in the world, sleep is the biggest thing for me. Being able to get 10 to 12 hours of sleep every night is very key to, I feel like, success. And if you look at Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Tom Brady, all the guys are going to say, you know, that. And they're a little older, but I feel like for me, I'm growing still, hopefully, I'm getting a little taller. I feel like that's very key to that. So making sure I'm getting sleep and, you know, I have a lot of sim time. I do a lot of work by myself, but I have a lot of fun in my life. I'd be able to go play golf. I have a dog I take care of, a Doberman. His name is Bronson, and he's at home. And, you know, I have great friends that are with me week in and week out. I'm very blessed to be around them. And my cousin, he pits on the 20. He just moved down the street from me. So, you know, I have somebody to go get dinner with. I live by myself, and I have, you know, my simulator is right in the same floor as my room. So I just race, and I like it. I wish I could race more and more and more and more and more and more.
And you talk about the idea of sleep, which is maybe something that
it's very key.
A lot of young athletes or young drivers might not look at. How did you get turned on to that? And is that a case of you try to be in bed by like 10 p.m. each night?
It depends on what I've got, you know, going on the next day. You know, but like simulator time, I feel like you got to be very rested for that because, you know, the screens are, you know, affect your eyes a little bit. And that makes you more tired. So. Making sure that I'm just, you know, balancing out my time on this life.
Is that
other than? Oh, what I learned it from? Oh, just sorry, just being learning on how I felt, you know, when I was younger, being tired at like 4 p.m. and taking naps, and then waking up at 6 and then can't go to bed, so getting like 4 hours of sleep. So just making, like, I've been on iRacing until like 3 a.m. and I get off and wake up at 7 and go to the shop. I ride up with my dad every morning. So I just remember feeling exhausted and just tired during the day. So I just remember, I'm like, I'm going to get the most sleep I possibly can. And it's only going to help me. So, and I feel like it's, studies have proven it helps the best athletes in the world do that. You go look at soccer players, the football players, the basketball players, you know, so I feel like sleep is very, very key to, you know, keeping yourself balanced.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mark Krista with frontstretch.com. Ty, I'm thinking back to a year ago. You were battling for an ARCA championship when we came to Michigan. I don't even think you were leading the points when you left Michigan in ARCA last year.
I was, and I lost them at the dirt track.
Oh, that's
I lost
right.
To the 20.
It was the same weekend.
Gosh, those dirt tracks get you.
In 1 year, you've gone from ARCA to Xfinity, and now you're running Cup, obviously, for replacing Kurt Busch while he is out. Has your career trajectory felt surreal at this point?
Yeah, you know, I feel like that's one of those things. I'm very, very blessed, you know, by God in my life to be able to be where I'm at and have the sponsors I have and the people around me that I have. But I feel like it's so hard for me to sit back and just dwell in that. You know, presence of all of this that's happened in the last couple months or years, you know, it's been so crazy. So I just acknowledge it and keep working harder and harder. And I feel like that's pays off. And I mean, you can't rest. You always got to keep working. You can't stop when the job's not finished. So you just got to keep going and going and going.
In your wildest dreams, you ever envision all this coming to fruition?
To be honest with you, no. And I mean, yeah, I don't know. I just don't think about that stuff. I just, hypotheticals, you know, it could be real, but I just don't let myself think about that stuff. Just keep working in the present, in the time. Yep, thank you.
All right, Ty, thanks so much for joining us. Congrats on the win.
Thank you.